A recent string of rental fraud cases across the area has been noted by the Better Business Bureau and Monroe Police. Joanne Deal is president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Joanne, good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Well, bring us up to date with this particular setup because it involves a website that most listeners are familiar with.
That's true. Craigslist is one of the fastest growing ways to find a new home, whether it's a rental or real estate. But you need to beware. Craigslist has posted their own form of how to deal with this scam, which is called the real estate scam.
What takes place in this exchange, or lack of exchange, we should note?
Absolutely. What happens is a scammer will copy and paste a home from the multi-listing that realtors always use to sell homes. Then they post it on Craigslist as a rental. They interact, put their own contact information, and interact with people who are in a hurry to find a home in a different town, possibly. And so they say, okay, well, if you just send a deposit, we'll send you a key because we have issues that we're dealing with and we know we can trust you.
How close are they to looking legit? I mean, I'm sure there are hopefully some things that consumer can look for and knowing that this may be something that they need to be wary of.
Well, according to the Attorney General's office, you should use a secondary form of contact for these people. And also, if you'll follow the listing on Craigslist, they give you some checkpoints to use.
Now, does this type of activity normally peak at this time of year?
It's constant, but we have had a huge experience of it this past week in Monroe. There were at least three realtors that called the BBB just last week.
This appears to be a wide targeted operation, you know, as opposed to operations aimed at, say, the elderly or certain segments of the community. Is this a case when we're dealing with this type of incident?
Absolutely. But because of the nature of Craigslist, usually the people are younger. Quite often it's young professionals who are trying to move across the country, or they're trying to rent something for spring break or a vacation. I know the festival in Austin is a constant in our area, so we know that our own vacationers here in the Monroe area are being hit by this.
Yeah. Well, there are several email scams that are continuing in the area. Of course, tax season upon us, and questionable tax preparers. This comes up this time of year, doesn't it?
Absolutely. People are asking me every day, should I file online or should I not? Should I do my own taxes or should I let somebody else do them? You just need to know that identity theft still ranks at the top of the list of the dirty dozen that the IRS has just released. Also, you need to be aware that this year, starting this year, every tax preparer has to have a tax ID number. So it's called a PTIN. So if you're using a tax service, be absolutely sure that your tax preparer has either supplied you with that number or they have personally signed your return along with you, and that you know that number and that you can find these people after tax season. I know everybody's in a hurry to get finished up. Do not make a mistake in your haste.
Joanne, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.